for one of the best white boys in the country.
Make you feel some type of way. Gary Owen in Pittsburgh this weekend at the Improv. Ah, Pittsburgh. Oh, that's where that baseball player got hit in the face and cracked his face.
Oh, that was ugly. That was ugly.
A 95-mile-an-hour fastball.
In your face.
Hit him in the face, and his face is shattered.
Wow. Shattered. Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah.
That was scary.
Understand you got food poisoning, man. You all right?
I did. Well, I'm still recovering. Monday, I went and got sushi, and then I came back to my hotel. I'm in L.A., and I the Cavs were playing the Raptors. I didn't see the fourth quarter. I mean, it was three rounds of, I don't know. Like, I used the restroom. Okay, that's done. I got up, and I was like, oh, I'm not done? And I go back, and it just kept getting worse and worse. I missed the whole fourth quarter.
Wow.
When I started this fiasco, the Cavs took the lead. And then game was over, and the Cavs lost. I was like, how'd that happen? I missed all that on the toilet. It was amazing.
Both of you were in the crapper.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. I was waiting for it.
Okay, so let me guess. You blame me for the Cavs' loss, and you also blame me for your bad sushi?
I'm not going to blame you for that.
Well, thank you very much. Finally. I get blamed for everything that happens to me.
Well, who are you rooting for right now? Because Toronto's got a black coach, too. Are you... What's the deciding factor with Toronto?
Try to figure it out. We're on in Cleveland,
and the coach is light skin.
Oh, it's your team light skin.
Yeah.
Kinda, sorta.
No, because
it's Cleveland, and then you got Golden State, but now he says he's Oklahoma.
I always said I was Oklahoma.
Okay.
How's that happen?
I know, right?
I don't know, man. Look. We're every day and we don't know. So
the spin just keeps us going, Gary.
I'm telling you right now, though, when Oklahoma plays the Cleveland Cavaliers in the finals, I'll be switching back and forth on bandwagons. You can write that down.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I remember 2 of you I called about the Special Olympics and all the other stuff, protests in Baltimore. It hasn't stopped. It's gone all the way up to now. Maria Shriver called my manager.
Oh, boy.
Trying to talk to me. And I go, I won't talk to anybody because I feel like if I talk, I'm going to get ambushed. Because they don't want to hear my side of the story. They just want me to tell me theirs. And they're trying to strong on me.
But you're not having it in public. This would just be a conversation between you and Maria Shriver, right?
Yeah, and she wants me to speak to, like, some special needs people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, their side of the story. And I said, well, let me tell you my side of the story. And they don't want to hear my side of the story. You know,
that's
and every
weird.
Time I do an interview or talk, they twist it. Like, I'm kidding. Like, the whole Baltimore, when I called 3 weeks ago and said the Baltimore protest,
mm-hmm.
I said, and then they saw all the black people show up and they left. And now all these people are like, oh, so are you telling me special needs people are scared of black people? Oh. I'm like, it was a joke. Come on. You know
what
I mean?
So weird, Gary. If Peter Griffin had said what you said from Family Guy, be no problem. They wouldn't even, because he does jokes like that all the time on that show. So
they're on a witch hunt for me, man.
Yeah.
I'm like not the only comic that ever said it, but I'm just amazed that. Wait, I mean, they follow everything. I didn't know they, you know, honestly, Tom, I didn't know they listened to you. So, they listen to Tom, too? I mean, whatever I say, like, even what I'm saying now is going to be...
It's going to be...
Twisted and, you know, we would listen to you. We will. We weren't trying to ambush you. You know what I mean? I can't make any promises. I'm a comedian. That's what we do.
So what are you planning to do? What are your plans? What are you going to do?
Nothing.
Did you hear him?
I'm going to keep on
with these jokes.
Yeah. It's going well. And they...
You apologize, right?
Will you keep telling that joke, or will you take it out your act?
I haven't told that joke in 2.5 years.
Time to put it back in.
Oh, my God.
It's got legs now.
It's got legs now. People want to hear it now, Gary.
You might Roll not back. Want to take that advice.
Have I ever told you the wrong thing to do before? No, I haven't.
If you want to see the joke, it's on YouTube.